You may remember last year in September 20th, the day after there was a mass shooting on Pennsylvania Avenue, that Michael Killian, the executive director of the DNC, wrote an article. And the heading said, "A City in Crisis, a Regional and Strategic Effort Needed to End Rochester's Pain." And he began with this quote by Kevin Fong of the podcast 13 Minutes from the Moon. It was about the rescue of Apollo 13 mission in an episode that was aptly titled The Resurrection. He wrote these words, "In the face of crisis, no matter how apparently insurmountable, we must act. We must do so urgently and decisively. We must delegate authority, defer to expertise, and understand what the system that where the in the system that expertise lies. We must know when to lead and when to get out of the way. We must know when to follow, but learn to take full ownership of the tasks that fall to us. We must act together across whatever distance so that the whole becomes far greater than the sum of the parts. And we must never, ever give up, no matter how impossible the future might suddenly appear, because within all of that lies a kernel of hope and determination that might grow into something much, much more." What great advice, amen? And we need that advice today, that insight, because our city is again in crisis. So these words take on special meaning for us today, don't they? As we pray and trust God to move us through this crisis, like God has moved us through so many others in the past, we know that in this gospel, I find it very ironic that here today we find even Jesus' disciples in crisis. Crisis was not uncommon to them, so let's see what they have to teach us today. They're scared. They're heartbroken. They're disoriented. They're uncertain about their future. And they're finding themselves behind, the scripture says, a locked wall of fear. And so Jesus appears to them after his resurrection behind these walls to give them hope in the places where their heart struggles the most. His message is that death, darkness, and fear is not the last word. Life is, hope is, faith is. His appearance in the gospel today gives them hope. And hope doesn't mean that you won't have hard things happen in life. We have hard things happen in our lives all the time. It simply means that we can see a future behind the hardness of the life in front of us. So Jesus comes to the disciples with both the proof of the scars from his hands and his side, confirming the horrible events that they witnessed. And he comes to them with the hope of the gift of the Holy Spirit that he breathes on them, that will produce life beyond the darkness. He greets them with, "Peace be with you." And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit, new life, a fresh wind, a new beginning, to let go of their fears and to come from behind their locked walls. So I invite you to maybe take a minute to think about the locked walls in your life. What keeps you from moving forward? Are they past hurts? Is it betrayal? Is it struggles to trust again? Feeling like perhaps you're not enough? Anxiety about the future? If those are things that you are struggling with and feeling, this is a great place for the Holy Spirit to move. Amen. This weekend, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the giving and working of the Spirit of Christ. This is our anniversary feast day, Spiritus. Jesus gives the Spirit to his disciples to assist them in their work, just as he gives it to us. And when they received the Spirit, it gave them the power to overcome their fears It reminded them of Jesus' words. It led them, it guided them wherever God sent them to do transformational work in the world. They would be called on not only to bear witness, but to be transformative with this Holy Spirit in their hometown, where they were comfortable and knew people, and throughout the world in places where they did not. Places and people new to them, sent to touch lives, bring God's love to the lost, to the left out, and to those on the margins who might just be wondering if God loves them. So this is where the Spirit, though, does its best work. It is in these places, on the margins, that you know it was nobody but God. Amen? You see, friends, because often in human nature, we wonder sometimes if our effort towards love and justice, things like, what if I can't give enough? You know, am I the one to be doing this work? What if the best that I do isn't enough? Should I even try? What if I fail and I don't feel suited for this? Well, on the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit to dwell among us. And the good news is that we don't have to solely depend on our own resources or our own strength. Even when we think that what we have is not enough, it is. In the hands of God, it's always enough. And it's still worth offering and trying to do what is right, to give what we have, be who we are, for the good of the world. I love the psalm that was read today. Send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And so last weekend, we went out to recruit people. You may remember from the community. Spark went out for the vaccine clinic with over 30 Spiritus volunteers. And it wasn't just our church. We joined with some other churches, so Spiritus and St. Philip's International Church and Downtown Presbyterian and Greater Faith Hope Center. And we hosted a vaccine clinic yesterday here at Spiritus Christi. And you know, when we went out to talk to people to sign them up and register them, we found a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety in the community, especially in communities of color. We heard everything from fear of what the vaccine could do to them in the future, to concerns over feeling like experiments. But you know what? Mostly, we had meaningful conversations, and we encountered a community looking for a fresh start. And thanks to you, Spiritus Christi, we were able to crush COVID for those in the community as we are coming out from behind these locked walls of fear, and people showed up to be vaccinated. These COVID vaccines are bringing us out of the darkness, allowing us to come from behind these locked walls of isolation to new freedoms, to gather again safely with family and friends, free of the fear that we've lived with for over a year. It's a great sign of hope, and it was a great sign of hope to see adults and children and homeless people just come to get vaccinated. Clearly the Spirit, she is wild and loose and at work. So as we celebrate 22 years at Spiritus Christi, the Spirit of Christ, we can always trace the hand of God and the Spirit moving among us in the work that you've done over the last 22 years. Remember when we left Corpus Christi in 98? We really had no idea what God had in store for us. We knew that the Spirit was working in the people of God and that we had to do our best to follow Jesus' radical message of unconditional love, even if it cost us our jobs or relationships that we cared about and security that we felt. As the institutional church began to double down on women on the altar and shut down discussions of women ordination, resisted marriage equality, and required that we not welcome all to communion, we were carried in those moments by the breath of the Spirit to stand up as the Spirit breathed on us to create a more inclusive church, a church that not only welcomed those locally with a seat at God's table, but regionally and nationally through this pandemic. You have extended this hospitality and this community to places like California, Arizona, Texas, Iowa, Florida, Canada, Romania, North and South Carolina, and Chicago, and Connecticut, and Buffalo, and New York City, and Washington, and Minnesota, and Virginia, and so many other places where our parishioners join us from. And so we give you a shout out today, global community. Today, on our feast day, we celebrate all the ways that the Holy Spirit has continued to breathe on us, thanks to your faithfulness, Spiritus. She's breathed on us by creating an amazing health advisory team, coordinated by Dr. Lorinda Parks and Dr. Jim White. I saw him over there bouncing earlier. They've led us every step of the way through this pandemic, helping us to crush COVID. The Spirit certainly was moving through them. She has breathed on the work in our mental health center that even through COVID found a way to continue to provide consultation and counseling and meditation and medication and yoga to approximately 300 people this year, with our living room peer support group starting back soon. The Spirit has worked through many men and who have gone through recovery at Grace of God Recovery House, through Sister Margie's leadership, and now through a new amazing director, Mark Bennett, whose leadership we are so excited about. The Spirit has worked through you to care for our men and women through our prison outreach programs. You provided a beautiful mansion on Milbank Street this year, which will become our new Nielsen House. You provided housing to women at Jennifer House, men at Nielsen House, despite the constraints of COVID that hindered our ability to visit men and women in prison. And through ongoing partnerships with Home Leasing and Housing Authority, we've housed residents at Voters Block and Frederick Douglass and Charlotte Square and Thurston Road, with more units being built to provide additional affordable housing. And that is amazing. The staff and the volunteers have accomplished the goal not only of providing adequate and affordable quality housing, but 85% of the ministry's alumni have successfully avoided reincarceration on new convictions. No small feat. The Spirit is moving. We felt the Spirit moving this year in religious ed programs as Siobhan and the teachers and youth and volunteers taught our wonderful children this year on virtual platforms. And they created in-person gatherings outdoors at parks and cabins where they could socially distance and help us stay connected to each other. 9 of our children, in fact, received First Communion and 5 First Reconciliation, along with serving the youth in our youth groups through the amazing work of Mark Potter and Lauren Arzetta Fry. I was so deeply touched by their creativity of beautiful Christmas pageant and 7 Last Words video. Weren't you just deeply moved by that this year? The Spirit was truly moving. The Spirit didn't stop there, though. She continued working through our mission work in Chiapas this year, through the connections with families, coffee growers, mushroom farmers, and the Las Becas Scholarship Fund that helped children get an education. Davis and Krista went down last year to connect with the families and friends there. And this year we're looking forward to our Fiesta Liturgy, where we can raffle off that beautiful quilt that will be coming next week. And the Spirit moved with us in our mission in Haiti, in our ability to raise over $26,000 through virtual fundraiser to support the work at the hospital and the community there. You see, because the Spirit has no capacity limit, there are no boundaries, there's no place that the Spirit can't go. So even though we couldn't meet in person, the Spirit worked with Mary Beth Knowles and the volunteers and speaking from the heart, families through COVID and personal tragedy. We found ways to assist refugees in navigating the English language and our systems. And the Spirit worked through our Buddy Readers program, through Marcy DeJesus, who had to take the entire program online and create all kinds of platforms for children to read with their buddies. And they did this in three schools with 75 volunteers. And you know what? They were so amazing that they won the Partnership Organization of the Year Award from the Institute for Community and Civic Engagement at St. John Fisher. Well, because the spirit is never tired, she just kept working through the anti-racism work. As many of you marched in protest and you participated in fundraisers to support the work of SPARC and the Civil Rights Outdoor Heritage Site and the Black Community Focus Fund. You worked on changing policing in our city. Through our Adopt a Families program, you served over 150 families during this pandemic for the holidays. We saw the spirit move in the lives of those who got married this year and babies who were baptized and funerals we celebrated with you through live stream so that other family members could be present. And the spirit took us by storm through our young adult ministry this year with a beautiful monthly mass and a young adult band of amazing singers. And it's just been amazing to watch her work in the young adult ministry. And it's been amazing to watch the spirit work in our office team, who worked so hard to keep us administratively going, handling our registrations and just about everything else we threw at them. And boy, didn't the spirit, and doesn't she continue to move through our live stream and our sound team that work together to perfect and project our mass each week beyond these walls. And of course, she has been working through our music this year, bringing both of our choirs together in unity. I remember they asked, what does the world need from us now? The world needed unity. And so they've come together to bring us amazing music each week with such deep love and talent and spirit. And not only did Spirit Sis, you allow the spirit to move this year in these ministries, you extended your reach with the Holy Spirit where each of you are, guiding you to touch those viewed by society as the least, the lost, the forgotten, the marginalized, just like the disciples were called to do in this gospel. The mantle has been passed to us by this Holy Spirit. So through your work, you pleasured God's heart by letting others know that they are loved. They matter to God, because you matter to God. Jesus ends by reminding the disciples in their work that they have the power to bring the message of God's forgiveness or retention of their sins by how they presented this spirit that they are gifted with. They discovered that the Holy Spirit is a liberating spirit, one which sets those who are captive free. Woodrow Wilson once said, "Liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has always come from the subjects of it. The history of liberty is a history of resistance." So what we have witnessed is that the work of the Holy Spirit, friends, in this community and in our world is creative. It's companionship. It's courageous. When we allow that spirit to move in us and move through us, we resist the way that the world is, and we create a world in which it is supposed to be, inclusive of all, transformed by the breath of God, breathed on each one of you, that brings hope to this world. Seeing it as Jesus sees it, holy, worthy, loved, and in need of God's work of liberation and compassion. So, like the disciples of Jesus who were sent out, God sends us out today to keep unlocking the world's locked doors of fear by proclaiming God's liberating heart of love, a love that forgives, a love that frees us, a love that offers new beginnings and new life. And we get to be part of that. Now that is the power of the Spirit. Then and now. Happy Pentecost, Spiritus Christi.